This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. With the U.S. largely divided over funding to Ukraine, U.S. President Joe Biden plans to speak directly to the American people about how to best support the war-torn Eastern European country. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
The Pentagon can provide Ukraine up to $5.4 billion more in military aid under the presidential drawdown authority, which allows the Pentagon to take from its own stockpiles. There's $1.6 billion left to replenish the Pentagon's weapons stockpiles and no money left to provide Ukraine with long-term security needs under the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin will host another Ukraine Defense Contact Group for Ukraine's allies in Brussels next Wednesday. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
The Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights said on Friday the award of the Nobel Peace Prize to jailed activist Narghest Mohammadi highlighted the courage and determination of Iranian women.
We've seen their courage and determination in the face of reprisals, intimidation, violence, and detention.
OHCHR spokesperson Elizabeth Throssell also reiterated calls for the release of Mohammadi, one of Iran's leading activists who has campaigned for both women's rights and the abolition of the death penalty. An aid group says heavy artillery fire killed at least 11 people and wounded 90 in a major city in conflict-torn Sudan. Doctors Without Borders said the attack took place in the city of Omdurman, just next to the capital of Khartoum on Thursday, but did not say which of the country's warring parties was responsible. It said that children were among the dead. The group, also known by its French acronym MSF, says the wounded are being treated at now hospital in Omdurman. This is VOA News. About 20,000 children on average were forced from their homes every day between 2016 and 2021 due to the impacts of storms, floods, fires, and other extreme weather worsened by climate change, according to a United Nations report. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The UNICEF study finds more than 113 million displacements of children will occur due to flooding rivers, cyclonic winds, and floods after storms in the next three decades. Migration specialist and report author Laura Healy fears even more disturbing data ahead.
This is the bare minimum we can expect if the climate change stays as it is now. But we know in reality that it is increasing the severity, the frequency of these disasters.
Healy calls for experts and leaders to put their heads together to find solutions to chronic youth displacement.
We have the knowledge, we have the tools to really address this growing challenge for children. And now is the time to really come together to protect children at risk of displacement, to prepare communities, and to support those who are already uprooted from their homes.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Union leaders are acknowledging that just as aspiring members must meet exacting criteria to join the bloc, the 27 member nations also must work hard to reform the EU to make sure it can work smoothly with 30-plus nations. Although Ukraine has been hoping for a swift timetable for joining, the 27 leaders have declined to adopt a target date of 2030 for Kyiv's membership, as had been proposed by EU Council President Charles Michel. Liberians voted in an election on Tuesday in which soccer star turned President George Weah is seeking more time after a first term critics say was marred by corruption and continued hardship. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The former soccer star, who came to power in 2017, says the global health crisis set back his plans, but that he is on track to deliver progress in the poverty-stricken country. He's campaigning, as he did last time around, on building new roads in a country where many unpaved routes become impassable in the rainy season. Weah has also built hospitals and introduced free education, but some voters are disappointed by his failure to improve living standards or tackle corruption. Last year, Weah fired his chief of staff and two other senior officials after the United States imposed sanctions on them for corruption.
Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara has removed the country's prime minister and dissolved the government, according to a senior public official. The president's secretary general said in a statement Friday that Prime Minister Patrick Achi was removed alongside the members of the government after the president signed a decree terminating their roles. President Ouattara had in September announced a ministerial reshuffle to take place this month. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.